the ROI of an artwork. Hi, my name is Matej, and this is Surviving Art. During a conversation I had with a friend of mine about a show I got invited to in the summer, she mentioned ROI and how her goal was to produce the most effective show with the least amount of capital. And while the last 15 years or so have been predicated on me making as much as possible for as little as I could afford, something clicked and it really got me thinking. ROI, or return on investment, is a term used in business to represent the quality of an investment, meaning how much capital, energy, time, or other resources have to be used to produce something or invest into something, compared to how much we will get out of it in the end. The goal is to get as much in return for as little as possible. Well, it's really kinda like minimalism versus kitsch art, as the former was all about using as little formal effort as possible to achieve the most results, whereas the latter is all about going as big and flamboyant as we can. But the question I asked myself was, how much energy and time should I spend on one work? The process of making art can and should be viewed as an exchange of goods, and most importantly, its products should be understood in the same way as any app, designer product, or tech device made today. All of them serve a certain function and need to bring enough value to their users to be deemed functional and viable to be produced. It's a simple equation, really. Trying to minimize any energy, time and money spending to as low as possible to achieve as much as possible. But I'm not saying I'll stop using quality brushes, colors and a good hefty canvas if I'm going to paint, because the end result will suffer as a consequence. Either the colors will fade, well, unlikely but possible. I'll definitely though end up with a canvas full of loose brush hair, and mixing cheap colors is a surprisingly horrible experience if compared to a quality product. What I mean is to think about how much I have to invest to produce a good or a great work of art. Material costs, time and effort, composition, the importance of concept versus execution, and so on. All of these questions can, in the end, help me not only to find a good price for my work, as I can calculate all of my expenses and assess how much I need to make a living for, but more importantly, allow me to focus on the aspects that produce the highest returns. If you're like me and produce more than one type of art, I mostly do photo collage work, but a lot of commissions are created as paintings. Slovenia is quite old school as far as art consumption is concerned, and mostly only paintings and sculptures sell. Well, a good usage scenario would be to figure out which medium gives you the best ROI. But looking at what sells doesn't have to sway us to change our style or anything else for that matter about our art. I only exhibit my collages and only show my collage work in my portfolio because it's the kind of art that is best suited for gallery and museum shows. They're large, glossy or semi-approachable pieces that look best in white cube environments. On the other hand, they have little chance to be bought by an average collector, because even the fact that to hang them correctly, one would need an apartment with at least 3, if not 4 meter high walls and about 3 meters of said wall space, brings my target audience numbers down considerably, and material costs and the fact that I can't really produce that many a year makes the prices too high for a lot of people. At least the ones I know. But I base my tactics on what to sell, what to show, and where to show it on such factors. But ROI is also an incredible mental tool that can and will help me decide where or not to continue painting in the future or just focus on my collages. Or to stop working on my collages completely. if it turns out my paintings have become more popular and nothing happens in the fine art world for another 5 or 10 years and leaves me and my collage work hanging, the ROI of collages will become more or less zero, while painting will become much more lucrative for me. And as I enjoy making both more or less equally, I might just stop making collages and focus only on my abstractions. ROI is a wonderful tool that can help us define what works and what doesn't, and it gives us the ability to assess the quality of our strategies and tactics and even help us understand where to double down and what to leave behind. While quite a corporate-sounding acronym, I believe it has a place in the arts as well. Nobody should be wasting their energy and time on something that just doesn't work, if they could be successful with a different approach that they would equally enjoy, but get much more in return. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Surviving Art.